All right. Well, for those of you that have been following along for the past month or so, I've been on this subject regarding wholeness. And we're going to go to one verse tonight. I'm going to stay in one verse tonight, and it's in the book of Joshua, chapter 1. You got to believe that the dots in God's word connect. You have to. After all, the Word of God is one complete book from Genesis chapter 1 through the end of Revelation. So I'm inspired to take a look at a verse of Scripture, and I'm going to read it to you. This verse has strengthened and inspired believers for many years, many generations. And let's take a look at this, all right? So we're in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 9. Oh, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. And we're gonna think about that for just a little bit. Because this is not only encouragement, but it's a gentle, it's not only a gentle suggestion from God, this is a command spoken at a pivotal moment in history. As you all know, this is part of a record where Moses, who was a great servant, had just passed away. He had just died. And for years, he had been the visible leader of Israel, the one who stretched out his rod over the Red Sea, the one who went up the mountain, the one who spoke with God face to face. And now, that mantle had fallen upon Joshua. So here's Joshua standing at the edge of the Promised Land. But he's also standing at the edge of what I would call overwhelming responsibility. Because there are people to lead, battles ahead, unfamiliar territory waiting for him, and enormous expectations resting on his shoulders. And it's into that moment of pressure that God speaks, have I not commanded thee? In other words, God is saying to Joshua that this is not optional. Courage is not something I'm recommending to you. It is something that I am actually requiring of you. You know, we often think of courage as a personality trait. And a lot of people naturally have great courage. You know, they like to take risks. They like to take on extra responsibility. They like to be the leader of the pack. And we assume that, you know, people are born this way, while others are just naturally timid. But this verse reveals that courage is not about temperament, but it's about obedience. And notice how God never told Joshua to feel strong. He told him to be strong. And there's a difference between those two things, right? Because feelings fluctuate. You can feel strong one moment and feel totally weak the next. It's a very universal human experience. But obedience, when you stand in obedience to what God tells you, you are always able to stand firm. And you may not always feel ready for what God has called you to do. You may not always feel equipped. Lord knows I sure don't. And let's face it, sometimes we may not even feel confident. But readiness in the eyes of God is not determined by how we feel. It's determined by trust. My goodness, if our acceptance in heaven was based on our thought life, Poor God, we would never be accepted into heaven. So when God calls you forward, your responsibility is not to manufacture strength from within yourself and take a look at your own thoughts, your own abilities, your strengths, your weaknesses, your this, your that. Your responsibility is to lead into God's strength. Because the truth is, human strength runs out. I'll give you a quick example. My family and I, we were moving houses a couple of years ago at this point. We were moving furniture all day long. And yes, at the beginning of the day, you know, us guys, we were able to carry these couches and the beds and the dressers. But by the end of the day, we ran out of strength. We didn't have anything left to give. So even the strongest among us grow weary. That's just the reality. And you know what? Even the most faithful men and women can experience moments of doubt and trembling. And those who love God deeply can face nights filled with questions. Welcome to the five senses. So when God says, be strong, you know, he's not telling Joshua to grin and bear it and rely on his personal resolve. He is inviting Joshua into a strength that comes from partnership with God. It's almost as if God is saying, Joshua, you don't have to carry this alone. Oh, really? Many of us feel that way. You know, many of us feel as if we have to carry our own problems completely isolated, completely alone. Our responsibilities, our jobs, our lives, our whatever the case may be, we tend to feel like we have to do it all by ourselves. And, you know, someone listening today may need to hear that very sentence settle into their hearts, right? You don't have to carry your life alone. You don't have to carry your calling alone. And you certainly don't have to carry your burdens alone. Because guess what? God continues. After he says to be strong, he says, and of a good courage. God pairs strength with courage. Because strength is what steadies you internally. And courage is what moves people forward externally. Courage doesn't mean the absence of fear. It means choosing to step forward even when fear tries to hold your feet in place. Many people assume that, you know, heroes of faith, I'll call them, walked without fear. You know, it says in the scriptures that couldn't be further from the truth. Courage is often required precisely because fear is present. You know, Joshua knew in this record, he knew that there would be opposition. He knew there would be uncertainty. Yet God does not give him a detailed blueprint of every battle ahead. Instead, he gave him a posture for his heart. Be strong, be courageous. You know, sometimes we want God to explain everything before we obey anything. Like we want everything now. We want clarity before we see any movement. We want guarantees before surrender. I don't think God operates that way. You know, because quite often, courage comes before clarity. You stop, and then God illuminates the path in front of you. You trust, and then provision appears. You obey, and then that's when the waters begin to part. do God's will first, do what he tells you to do, and then you'll see results. Lots of people tend to wait until they feel completely fearless. Guess what? You're going to be waiting a long time if that's the posture that your heart is going to take. Because faith frequently walks forward while the knees are still shaking, so to speak. Because here's the next part of this verse. So we have be strong, be courageous, and then here comes the next command. Be not afraid. God addresses something here quite directly because he understands how powerfully it can grip the human heart, and that's fear. Fear has a voice. Fear whispers into people's ears. What if you fail? What if you're not enough? What if everything falls apart before you even try? Fear tries to convince you that the future is something to dread rather than something God already stands inside of. But when God says, be not afraid, he's not dismissing the reality of intimidating circumstances. And in this particular verse, he's simply redirecting Joshua's focus. Basically, another way of putting it, God is essentially saying, Joshua, do not measure the size of your obstacles. Measure the certainty of my presence. I believe there's another verse somewhere that says, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. Kind of neat, huh? Okay, that kind of brings us to the final portion of this verse. The foundation beneath every command that came before it. It says, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. This is the reason that Joshua can be strong. This is the reason that Joshua can walk in courage. This is the reason Joshua did not have to surrender to fear, because God was with him. Notice something else. God doesn't say, I will be with you only in the easy places. He doesn't say, I will be with you once the battles are over. He does not say, I will be with you as long as you never struggle. He simply says, I am with you wherever you go. And that means God is present in the unfamiliar places. Present in the stretching seasons, present in the moments that demand more from you than you thought you could give. The presence of God is not fragile. It does not abandon you when the road becomes difficult. If God called you into something, his presence has already gone ahead of you. Now let that truth sink deep a little bit. You will never step into a place where God is surprised to find you. We've all spent so much energy at times asking God to remove every single challenge, when what we truly needed was a deeper awareness that he walked beside us through those challenges. Because the greatest promise is not the absence of difficulty. It is the certainty of his presence. When God is with you, man, I tell you, you can face what once felt impossible. You can endure seasons that you never imagined surviving. You can move forward even when the path is unfamiliar. Strength and courage are not rooted in who you are. They are rooted in whose you are. And you belong to the God who goes with you. Maybe today you're standing on the edge of something new. I don't know. Maybe God is nudging you into a territory that feels larger than your comfort zone. Maybe you're carrying responsibilities in life that sometimes make you think, Lord, why me? Well, if that's you, remember this verse as if God is speaking it personally over your life. Have I not commanded thee? In other words, remember who called you. If God placed something before you, it's not an accident. Divine assignments are never random. Be strong and of a good courage, not because you feel unstoppable, but because the one who goes before you is unstoppable. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. Don't let fear write the story of your future. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Wherever your tomorrow leads, every step we take, every breath we make, God is already there. So, what's next? Walk forward. Walk forward when your heart is steady, and walk forward even when it is not. Walk forward when the way is clear and when you must trust Him step by step. Because courage is not the declaration that you are able, it's the quiet confidence that God is able. And those two are totally different. Us and God. Who would have thought it? And if God is with you, then you already possess what you need most. Okay? So the same God who strengthened Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, walks with you today. So be strong, be courageous, and go wherever He leads, knowing you will never go alone. Gosh, it's just so beautiful. Father God, You're so kind and good to us. You are always present, Father. You're always with us. Every step we take, every place we walk into, no matter where we are, no matter who we're with, no matter where life takes us, Father, you're just there. And we give You all the praise and the glory. Because without You, who knows what life would be like? So we praise Your name, Father, in the powerful name of Your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.